Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. God bless you, my Father's children. We magnify the Lord today for his goodness, for his grace, and for his mercies. Thank him, God, again for just another opportunity to be able to come to you tonight to share the good news of Jesus Christ. We magnify the Lord tonight for each and every one that's tuning in to the Mind of Christ Covenant Broadcast Hour. We're thanking God. He's been good to us, and I know he's been good to you. Amen. Whereof we are glad about it. Amen. We honor the Lord tonight. There is no God like our God. I said there is no God like our God. Amen. We serve an awesome God. We serve the only true and living God. Amen. And without him, we can do nothing. And we're thanking and praising him because he has shown himself and proven himself time and time again to us. Amen. And we're glad about it on today. We're thanking God. We want to thank God for each and every one, amen, that have been tuning in and have been a blessing to us while we've been on the air. Amen. Being faithful, our faithful audiences. We thank God for you tonight. Amen. And we praise the Lord because without you, we could do nothing. Without you, amen, we could not go forward or have anyone to minister to. And we're thanking God for our faithful audience tonight. Amen. For each and every one that are tuning in to listen to this broadcast each week with us. Amen. Yes, I'm in the studio, and I can tell and see when someone is tuning in and when someone is listening in. And for that, I'm grateful tonight because, like I said, without you, amen, tuning in, amen, we would have no audience and no one to minister to. We want to go to the Word of God tonight, but we're thanking God because he has blessed us and continues to bless us over and over again. Amen. He's showing his love for us. He's showing himself and proving his power in us and for us. Amen. And we're thanking and praising him for that. Amen. I want to encourage you tonight. Someone listening in have been going through, and you have been dealing with some things. Amen. You've been dealing with some obstacles, some tragedies, different things that you have encountered, some disappointments. Amen. And I want you to know tonight, amen, that it's working for your good. Knowing that all things, the Bible tells us that all things work together, amen, for the good of them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. And I know tonight that I'm speaking to someone who's been called according to the Lord's purpose, who have been set aside, who have been picked out, amen, for the Lord's service. I know I'm speaking to someone tonight who has not only a call on their life, but they are a chosen vessel of the Most High. God has picked you out to set you aside. And sometimes we wonder why we go through certain things, we encounter, amen, certain things, that we suffer certain things. And there are moments when the enemy comes in and tries to discourage us, tries to make us feel like we've done something wrong or something so bad, tries to make us feel like we're the cause of all the calamity or the disappointments and the things that are going on in our life. But I want you to understand and I want you to know tonight, amen, that just as Job was faithfully walking with the Lord, Job was obeying the commandments and the laws of the Lord as well as the land. Job was tending to his family, amen, watching his flock, amen, tending to his family, making sure that his family and his livestock was taken care of, making sure that his crops were taken care of and tended to. And what I'm getting at is Job was simply minding his business, going about his everyday life. And God said to Satan, the Bible says, as Satan was walking to and fro, up and down in the earth, seeking for a man. And the Lord the Lord God spoke to Satan and said to him, "Have thou considered my servant Job? Have you even thought about him or considered him, amen, to test?" Job walked with God to the point where God had confidence and knew Job's faith, knew Job's walk. Job's mistake, or if you will, was he said, he verbally stated that he said, "The thing that I feared the most has come upon me," voicing and allowing the adversary to hear his weakness or hear what he would tempt him the most, or his weakness, if you will. But that did not stop Job. In spite of the enemy hearing Job voice this, the thing that he feared the most was for him to lose everything. Lose everything, his status in life. He lost the status of his friend with his friends, for his friends began to question him and his walk with God, to the point where even his wife began to question his walk with God. But that did not stop Job, in spite of what he lost, the afflictions in his body, and the things and the people and the loved ones and those that were close to him. In spite of him losing those things or the people, in spite of all this being taken and snatched from him, Job yet walked with God. And there are times when our faith will be tested. The Bible says that the trying of your faith worketh patience, and then patience, endurance, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness. It works all these things in us. But the trying of our faith, the trying of our faith comes by being tested by the things that we desire most or trust in God for the most. The trying of our faith. Job's faith was tested. And even though his faith was tested, Job proved out and proved that he would stand. For the adversary or the enemy said that, "I will cause Job to curse you, God, to your face. That I will afflict him. I will cause so much heartache on him that I will cause him to curse you and deny you to your face." God said there's a hedge around him, so Satan asked for permission. And that's one thing about the adversary. He cannot just touch you. He cannot just lay hold or put hands on you. He cannot touch those around you that are dear to you or close to you. He cannot touch the things that you have gained or your possessions. He cannot touch them or these things without first getting permission from God. And don't think that just because he's walking up and down the earth seeking, he's trying to find someone that he can test and try to cause them to lose their faith or to curse God and denounce their faith or to give up their birthright. But I come to tell you tonight, God has placed in us and has sealed us with his promise, sealed us to the point where, in spite of the testing and the trials that come, we know beyond the shadow of a doubt, just as the Hebrew boys knew, in spite of what they were going through and what they were facing, they said, "We will not curse God. We will not deny God. We will not turn from God. We will not give up or sell out what we know and who we know because you threatened us, O King Nebuchadnezzar." And they stood their ground and their faith. And because of this, their faith was tried. And they said, "If you go ahead and do what you are saying you're going to do, we know that the God that we serve is able to deliver us." Confession. He is able. We know that beyond the shadow of a doubt that he's able to deliver us. But we want you to know, O King, that if our God decides not to deliver us, and we are consumed in this fire, not only do we have a better place that we're going to go to because we serve him, and we refuse to bow down to your God, but we know that he's able, and that's not going to, because you threatened us, and because you've heated the furnace up seven times hotter, that's not going to cause us to change our mind or to change how we feel, to change what we're saying. We are convinced. We are totally convinced that God will deliver. And if he don't deliver from, we know that the God we serve is able to deliver. And here we find the Hebrew boys. The Bible says that they were cast into the furnace, bound hand and foot, and that the fire leaped out of the furnace and consumed or burnt the guards that threw them in. Mm-hmm. I want you to understand that no matter who is trying to burn you or throw you into the furnace, no matter who has supposedly cast you into the furnace, they may have bound your hands and tried to bind your feet, and they're thinking that they're doing good or doing something wonderful in their own eyes. Some may even think that they're doing God a favor by trying to get rid of you and trying to cast you down or cast you out. I want to encourage you tonight that in spite of, and even though they try to do this to you, the Bible says that those guards, the fire leaped out and burnt them or consumed them as well, as they were trying to throw into Hebrew boys. And I want you to know that those who are trying to burn you are trying to cast you into the furnace, trying to destroy you. It is impossible for them to destroy you or try to destroy God's maid servant or God's man servant without them being consumed or burnt themselves. I want you to understand that God would not have it that way. He said, you are my witnesses. And if you are the Lord's witnesses, we cannot testify and witness for him if we're not here. But he said, you are my witnesses, and I'm going to have you to testify and to tell of my goodness. So tonight, in the book of Psalms, the 30th Psalms, the 30th number of Psalms, if you will, I hear individuals say the 30th division or the 27th division, and there's only five divisions in Psalms. Did you hear what I said? There is no 27th division. There is no 13th division. There is no 105th division of Psalms. Psalms only has five divisions, just five, and they're broken up. The books or the divisions or the books of Psalms are broken up into five divisions. So we're going to go to the 30th book of the number of Psalms tonight, if you will. And we want to read just a little bit here to find out what the Lord is saying. So many times we get caught up, as I was saying, into our going throughs that we forget that it is God who is the one in control of everything. Here we find David giving a praise for deliverance, going through, and after going through, there is joy that comes when one goes through and suffers and comes out. There's joy that comes. If there's no joy when the suffering or when the going through is over, if there is no joy, if there is no gladness, if there is no thanksgiving, then there's something wrong with that individual's walk with God. They need to go back and check out and see where the shortage is. There's a shortage. There is something missing in their walk with God. For when the Lord brings you out of a test, brings you through a test, brings you out of suffering, there is some joy, there is some gladness, there is some thanksgiving that goes with it. A psalm and a song of at the house that David had dedicated unto the Lord. He said, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought me up and brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. David is encouraging us to encourage, to extol, and to bless the Lord. He said, for when I cried unto the Lord, he healed me. And not only did he heal me, but he kept my mind. He didn't allow the adversary to snatch the peace or take my mind. Then he said, he brought me and brought my soul from the grave, because when I was going through and suffering, there are moments when I felt as though my soul was giving up and the grave was the best place for me to die and to go on and be over with this, because I found and had no peace. I had no contentment. I had no rest. But the Lord kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Then he said, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Bless and thank him. Give thanks and reverence to him, remembering his holiness and the holiness that he has given unto us in him. For he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if we are his saints, and we are his children, we've got to remember the things of the Lord. We've got to remember to give thanks unto him, and to bless him for what he has done and what he is doing. Verse 5 says, for his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. For his anger endureth but for a moment. We all have encountered or experienced not being faithful to God, doing something that was not in the will of God or not pleasing to him. And we may have angered the Lord. But when you come to the Lord in repentance, with a repentant heart, when you come to the Lord humble in mind and in spirit, reverencing and acknowledging and knowing who he is and what he is to you, and you ask for forgiveness, he's faithful and he is just to forgive us our sins. He's faithful and he's just to wipe the tears from our eyes and the sin from our lives. He said, in his favor is life. The Lord's The weeping endureth only for a night, only for a moment, just for a night. Joy is coming in the morning if we can hold out and endure. But in his favor is life, and the favor of the Lord is continual, everlasting, non-stopping, non-breaking, non-hindered. It is his favor is continuous. And we've got to learn to rest in the Lord. And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. He's saying here that when the Lord blesses us and prosperity comes to us, that we are not to forget where we come from, that we were once considering the grave. We were once lowered almost down to the pit, and the Lord saved us and delivered us and picked us up. It was the Lord that kept us from reaching the pit. It was the Lord that kept us from being consumed in the fire. What I love about the story about the Hebrew boys is that even though they were thrown in bound hand and foot, the Bible said that when the king sent one of his guards or messengers to go take a look and see What was the outcome? What was going on in with the furnace and the boys? And he had to come back and witness and say, King, did we not throw in three? But lo, I see four. And they are walking around in this furnace. Walking, which means the heat was not taken out of the fire. So whoever came up with that or preaches that is a lie. The heat was not taken out of the fire. For the Bible says that the ropes that they were bound with were consumed and burnt off of them, that freed them from the ropes. But the Bible also says that not a hair of their head was singed, and they did not even smell like smoke. So if the heat was taken out, there would be no need for their hair to not be singed, or for them to even testify or say that their hair wasn't singed or the smell of smoke. But the Bible says that they were walking around in the furnace, and it was four, and the fourth looked like the Son of God. My brother and my sister, that when you're going through, you're not going through by yourself. The Lord is there with you to go through with you. The Lord is there to go with you and to go with you not only to the furnace, but in there, he gets in with you. And he's going to abide with you forever. We've got to understand that the Lord has given us the power and the authority to stand today. He's given us the power and the authority to speak those things that be not as though they are already. When things are well with us, we are very apt to think that they will always be so. When we see our mistake, it becomes us to think with shame upon our carnal security as our folly. If God hid his face, a good man is troubled, though no other calamity befall him. But if God in wisdom and justice turn from us, it will be the greatest folly if we turn from him. No, let us learn to pray in the dark. The sanctified spirit which returns to God shall praise him, shall be still praising him. But the services of God's house cannot be performed by the dust. It cannot praise him. There is none of that device or working in the grave, for it is the land of silence. We ask aright for life. When we do so, that we may live to praise him. And in due time, God delivers. I said, in due time, God delivers. And when God delivers, he makes known his deeds among the people. And the psalmist out of his troubles. Our tongue is our glory, and never more so than when employed in praising God. He would persevere to the end in praise, hoping that he should shortly be where this would be the everlasting work. But let all be aware of carnal security, neither outward prosperity nor inward peace here are sure and lasting. The Lord, in his favor, has fixed the believer's safety firm as the deep-rooted mountains. But he must expect to meet with temptations and afflictions. When we grow careless, we fall into sin. The Lord hides his face, our comforts droop, and troubles assail us. But when we trust in God and depend on God, when we put our faith in God, when we please him, when his favor is with us, there's nothing that could hurt us or move us. We are an unstoppable force when we're moving in the will of God. But we've got to allow him to lead and guide us. Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face when I was troubled. I cried unto thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned from me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put my sackcloth off and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee. And be not silent, O Lord my God. I will give thee thanks forever. Here David is inspired and encouraged to bless the name of God and to give praise to him. For in the time of trouble he called on the Lord, and the Lord heard him and he delivered him. I know some of you listening in tonight, the Lord has been there, the Lord has delivered you, the Lord has brought you out. You've called on him in the time of trouble, and he heard your plea, he heard your cry, and has come to your rescue. Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will deliver you. God will take care of you. God will bring you out. God will show you the way. God will make a way. God will heal your body. God will touch your mind. God will strengthen and encourage your heart. Be not dismayed tonight. Whatever betides you, know that God is able tonight to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or think. Courage to tell you tonight to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And in every way, acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. And on this week, as you go this week, starting a new week, ask the Lord to go before you and to lead and guide you. Ask the Lord to show you the way, to make plain unto you what his will is and what he would have you to do, where he would have you to be. And the Lord will do just that. He said, I will grant you the desires of your heart. But we've got to trust him on tonight. We've got to trust him on tonight. We've got to be encouraged on tonight. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. He is the King of glory. For his anger endureth but for a moment, and in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night. His anger is only enduring for a moment. But joy is coming in the morning, and in his favor is life. And in his favor is continually and is nonstop. His favor is everlasting. Be encouraged, my brother and my sister. Keep your hand in God's hand, knowing that it's working for your good. And joy is coming in the morning. Joy is coming in the morning. And for some of you, the morning has already arrived. Be encouraged, knowing that God is with us. Trust in the Lord. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Be blessed on this week. In Jesus' name, I pray. God bless you. Amen tonight.